The federal government is rushing a bill through federal parliament to head off a legal challenge to its offshore detention policies. A high court case is underway which could possibly rule offshore processing of asylum seekers on Nauru and Papua New Guinea illegal. The government's brought in a bill today which it expects will pass before parliament rises for the winter break tomorrow. Labour has agreed to support the bill being passed swiftly. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The Prime Minister contacted the opposition leader yesterday, asking for his support on closing a loophole that left the offshore processing of asylum seekers at risk of being overturned by the High Court. Labour's caucus met this morning and agreed, and this afternoon the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton introduced the emergency legislation.
The amendments made by this bill strengthen and put beyond any doubt the existing legislative authority to give practical effect to the substantive regional processing provisions inserted by the Migration Legislation Amendment Regional Processing and Other Measures Act of 2012. This is achieved by providing clear, express statutory authority for the Commonwealth to provide assistance to other countries to carry into effect arrangements for the processing and management of unauthorised maritime arrivals who have been taken to regional processing centres.
Labor's support was on the condition that the bill only backs up the current regime and takes it no further. The opposition leader Bill Shorten told Parliament that had been given.
Labor has been promised that this amendment is not empowering new conduct and that nothing here is the basis for new action. We should record that we are underwhelmed with this request for urgent action at 1 minute to midnight.
Mr Shorten said while Labor's given its support, it's done so in an atmosphere where trust is in short supply.
Every question time, the government regularly attacks our patriotism, our love of this nation, our good faith and sincerity on these important matters. But sometimes in life, it's a very big wheel that doesn't turn. Sometimes in life, the very people you attack are the very people you need to turn to. This is one of those times. Labor will be supporting this legislation because it is our policy. Our policy is based on fundamental principles. How do we best ensure safety at sea? How do we stop people smugglers preying on the desperation of the persecuted, the vulnerable and the dispossessed?
It means Labor's avoided being wedged by the government on asylum seekers.
We will not create or allow the uncertainty to continue. We will not ignore the consequences of our decisions in pursuit of political gain. It took me not even 10 seconds when hearing the problem to work out the ultimate course of action I believe that Labor must take. And it took my colleagues, when put the facts in front of them, they have arrived at that same conclusion. We will do the right thing. We will help you solve this problem.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young had earlier called on the opposition to resist the government's call for the bill to be waved through quickly.
Labor have got to grow a spine. Stand up when it matters. And today it matters. Today the children in Nauru need the Labor Party's help. Don't turn your back on them.
Daniel Webb from the Human Rights Law Centre says the bill is in response to a High Court case his organisation is running.
The Australian government repeatedly assures the Australian people that its actions are lawful. But a government that honestly believed its actions were lawful wouldn't seek to change the law when those actions are challenged. Cases before the highest court in this country should be allowed to run their course without the government suddenly, without notice, shifting the goalposts. You've got to wonder why now and why the rush. This case has been ongoing for several months. The government has known what our key legal arguments are, yet it's trying to suddenly and hastily rush through very significant legal changes without adequate notice to the Australian people or to the rest of the parliament.
While the bill's being rushed through the parliament in less than 2 days, the Attorney-General, George Brandis, told Senator Hanson-Young it doesn't mean the government doubts the legality of its approach.
Will the minister admit that this means Australia has been illegally detaining men, women and children in squalid detention camps for the last 3 years?
No, that's incorrect, Senator. The government is of the view that the offshore processing arrangements are lawful. That is the view of the government.
George Brandis ending that report from Louise Yaxley.